Hello and welcome to Secrets to Selling, a sales training program to teach you the skills of consultative selling. My name is Alicia Bosley, and I'd like to introduce you to my business partner of Empowered Business Entrepreneurs, Lisa Hansoletti. Lisa will be taking care of all the technological aspects of our call, and although I'll be the main presenter today on this session, I want you to know that it is truly the combined efforts of Lisa and I in creating the material in this entire training course, and it's based on our skills and our experience. We want to empower business owners to maximize their earning potential. Between the two of us, we have more than 30 years combined experience in being self-employed and building lucrative businesses that allow us freedom financially and quality of life personally. It's the result of putting our skill sets together that we have created this very special course for you today. We're going to take the mystery out of the selling process by spelling out precisely what you need to learn, why you need to learn it, how you will implement it, where you will implement it and present it, who to present it to, and exactly when to do so. Now, I'd like you to be prepared for this class, and in future classes, we'll be giving you direction of what to do. It's very important for you to take this sales training course seriously and to focus your attention on each of our sessions. We've taken considerable time breaking down the elements and skills that are necessary to master the selling process. We want you to succeed, and to do so, we've created some additional tools to help you comprehend and remember all that we are teaching. First, there's a Secrets to Selling handout which came with this course. Be sure to have it printed out and sitting next to your computer as you begin each session with us. Actively participate by taking notes. Statistics show that repetition will increase your learning potential. After the session is over, review your notes. Then we'd like you to open your Secrets to Selling workbook and answer the questions for that week's session. Please don't rush this assignment. We'd like you to think about each question and answer based on our lecture and your notes. There's going to be no accountability or right or wrong answers for this homework assignment, but we feel strongly that these steps will help you to further comprehend all the material we will be presenting to you over the next several sessions. So I hope that you're ready. Have your notes by your side, have a fresh drink, pen that works, and we're going to go ahead and get started. We'll be addressing these topics today on the training session. However, as the weeks progress, we'll be going into much, much more detail and explanation on how some of these topics work. The topics include the benefits of a sales training and coaching program, your mindset, the seven consultative skills, announcing consultative selling, anatomy of a sale, live interaction with prospect, telemarketing versus consultative selling, and starting the selling process. We felt it important to provide you with an overview of what you're about to learn over the next few weeks or months, and that, of course, is depending on how you personally prioritize and incorporate these lessons into your overall calendar. After this training course concludes, you will be light years ahead of most of your competition in understanding the process and system of creating high and repeat sales conversions. Your earning potential will explode, and you'll be able to take this information you've personally experienced and educate your own sales team or staff the same skills. These skills can be employed for more than selling a product line. They can be used for creating content for your copywriting skills on the internet. They're also very useful in negotiating agreements and ventures with your business colleagues and industry leaders. The majority of business owners will not take the steps you are taking right now to educate themselves on how to maximize their profit potential. So, our hats are off to you for realizing the benefits of continuous training to build your business. Remember, You do not need a college degree to be successful in business. What you do need is the proper skills to advance and then an implementation process that allows you to experience results. Be open to making mistakes when you implement the skills and elements that we'll be teaching, because it will be through these mistakes that you will further learn and understand the selling process. Now, are you ready to get started? Okay, let's move forward. I'd like to talk about the benefits of a sales training and coaching program. And the first topic that I'd like to talk about is strengthening the relationships. And as you go through this course, you're going to understand how very important it is to build and strengthen relationships. It's going to be the core item that we're going to have you focusing on as you interact with your prospect or somebody who's already in your customer base, because relationships are what are actually going to build credibility and trust. And it is credibility and trust that will actually take somebody to the next level, where they'll actually convert into a customer base with you. Without this relationship and without the credibility that you develop through these relationships, it will be more than likely that someone will go somewhere else to solve their problem or find what they need. You're going to find that you will have the ability to have very high lead conversions, much higher than what you're already experiencing. Lead conversions that I have personally experienced in a day-to-day basis of upwards to 80 and 100%. That means that if I've talked to three people within a three-hour window, I've been able to close on all three of those people with a product line. So higher lead conversions is going to bring in more profit to you. In addition, you're going to learn how to increase your productivity. And increasing productivity, I mean by doing things smartly and doing them so well that you actually have more time for other aspects of your business to further develop it and increase those profit margins. You're going to learn something very important, and although we throw this term around a lot, customer retention, it's really going to be the lifeblood of your business, and you're going to see. Customer retention means that the customers that you already bring on board, you're going to refocus your attention specifically on that customer base and continue to provide value, outstanding customer service, continue this relationship building to maintain this customer base, to limit the amount of attrition that takes place. And you're going to see it's actually much, much more cost effective to hold on to that customer base than to work marketing and sales to go out and secure more customers. We're going to help you have a really good understanding about the power of repeat business, and that there's a number of elements that you'll want to implement so that you continue this business with your customer base, so they order from you time and time again. And over the process of time, you'll see how just one customer, if you just track one customer making one order, as opposed to that same customer maybe ordering on a monthly basis over 12 months, what that does to your bottom line dollars. So we're going to give you some really good direction on repeat business, helping you in your business. Another benefit is higher profits for your business, because, of course, if you're converting more people, higher lead conversions, you're having a higher profit base. And this last bullet point, empowering, really means that one of the benefits of the big benefit of the sales training and coaching program is that it's truly going to allow you to empower yourself in your own company. It's going to empower you to move forward into educating yourself on all the different things that you can do to use your time effectively and wisely in a key place in your business that it results in the bottom line dollar, and that's increasing your profits, higher profits, more often, through repeat business. Now, your mindset. This young lady is holding a model of a brain. And I chose this picture because it really focuses on what I want to talk to you about in regards to the power of our mind. And one of the first bullet points that I want to address, and I work even myself on really staying focused and trying to bring this particular bullet point into effect in my life in regards to being rested, having balance in your life, and quality of life. In fact, when you look at the worksheet after this class, the workbook, and you answer some questions, you know, there'll be a couple of questions in regards to maintaining rest, balance. Because if you are not rested, if you do not implement balance into your life and have quality of life, it will actually come through the work that you're producing. And because consultative selling is such a personal experience with the prospects that you have out there, it's of the utmost importance to portray yourself in the best possible way that you can. Now, what we're going to be teaching you is how to do this consultative selling process where you actually interact live with your prospect, either one-on-one or over the telephone. But here's the key. If you are doing this over the telephone, which most of you will be doing, you have a couple of things. One thing in particular is your voice that's going to come across that phone. And unlike one-on-one sales where you can look at somebody and you can read their face and you can read their expressions, and if they furrow their brow, you can see that they might not understand what you're saying or they might be a little perplexed, and you can't do that over the phone. So your way to communicate is through your voice. And if you are not rested, if you are impatient because you haven't gotten enough sleep, if you are feeling frustrated because your quality of life isn't what it should be because you're making yourself a workhorse, all of that will come out in your phone mannerisms with that prospect that you're working with. So if you don't want to be selfish for yourself, and consider a good night's sleep, balance in your life, and quality of life, then consider it for your prospect and your customer base. We'd like you to also remember that you must be in this constant learning process. I'd love to tell you that the sales training program will be the end all and the means to everything that will make your business completely successful, but we know better than that. This is just one course, a very good course, but just one course in a series of many courses that you should involve yourself with to continue this education process. If you don't advance in this learning process, your competition will. And honestly, in this day and age of our technology, it doesn't take much for our competition to get ahead of us. That's no reason to stress, but what we say is have a program set up where as you finish one course, you might give yourself maybe a 2 to 3 week break and then invest in the next course of what you can do to improve yourself for your business. We'd like you to also be open to change. Change is happening constantly around us. If you take, for an example, your spouse or your children or even your home, what it looks like, and you take a snapshot of everybody in, let's say, your living room, and you put that photo down and you come back and you look at it in 10 years, the changes are probably dramatic, right? Everybody's got a different hairdo from now, different clothes, maybe bell bottoms are in, who knows? Even the furniture might look outdated. And although you were constantly there during that time, you really didn't notice those changes taking place. Well, it happens all the time. So we want you to be open to change. So even some of the things that we might be teaching you in today's call, in a year from now, we may have found ways to even improve what you're doing and get better. So just be open and be receptive to change. That will help you to grow your business immensely. It also helps your personal life. What we're going to be teaching you is a win-win situation. And when I say win-win, I'd like you to think the first win is your prospect, The second win is you. You want this process, this communication that you're going to embark upon with your prospect is being a win for them and a win for you. You don't want it to be a lose for them and a win for you. And unfortunately, a lot of traditional sales methods employ that. You don't want it to be a lose-lose either, a lose for both of you, and it's a waste of time for both of you. And you don't want it to be just a win for them and a lose for you. We're going to show you how to make the sales selling process, using this consultative sales selling process, a win-win for both of you. Consider yourself a solution provider. You're also going to have to take responsibility that you really are in sales and that you will be doing a sales process, and you can consider yourself a sales person to some effect. But a salesperson with a whole different method where you actually become a solution provider based on what your prospect's needs, wants, desires are, their challenges, the pains that they're encountering. We want you to provide a solution based on what their specific need is. Now, I've even made the mistake in doing this for a number of years to stop sometimes listening to what my prospect is saying, thinking, oh, it's the same as, you know, Joe and Jane that I just talked to a couple of days ago. And that's the first mistake. No one will be the same. So you always want to be an open mind to what their problems are so you can provide the solution. Think of yourself in a consultative manner, not even a coaching manner, but more as a consultative managerial position. I should say a consultative position. And what I mean by that is that you want to consult respectfully, giving them direction based on the information they provide you. So you're going to consult. You're going to build credibility. They're going to trust you, and they're going to look for you to give an answer to them. We'd like you to also take responsibility for your actions, and this could be in a number of ways. How you interact, always respectfully to that prospect or customer base, but even responsibility for how you finish this course and how you put your heart and soul into learning, advancing yourself forward. And that even though everything that we're going to be teaching you in the several sessions that are upcoming is that you still have to take responsibility and get into action to make what we teach you work. Remember, you're going to be in a consistent state of improvement. Please don't ever settle for what you have and where you've taken yourself in this learning curve. You must consistently look to improve and better yourself. Now, I'm not suggesting that we try to be perfect in everything we do, but I'm suggesting that you at least strive for perfection and knowing that you'll never get to the top, that you always want to be the best that you can be. Now, there's 7 consultative skills that Lisa and I have experienced that we felt were extremely critical to your success. And over the next several sessions, we're going to be breaking these down into much, much more detail so that you have a really good understanding of what they are. We're going to address them right now, though, so you know what it is. The first one is poise. It could also be considered presence. But it's basically how you present yourself to your prospect. And it's a skill one-on-one, but when you're on the telephone, it's really critical to your success because it's a little bit more difficult to communicate with just your voice. So you're going to learn poise where you have an air of confidence and comfort and that you're even sensitive to what you're hearing on the other end of the phone. Okay, you're going to be compassionate. You're going to be focused. You're going to be sincere. So we're going to break that down again in much more detail. That is a skill that you're going to learn. And as I'm telling you this, think back to being rested, balanced, quality of life. If you are not, this is the first skill we're going to be teaching you. It's the first skill that you're going to have a difficult time developing if you are not rested. Relationship building. This is so powerful. Relationship building is what it's all about. Forget about all the technology that's out there today. Think in terms of us being human beings. And think of us in terms of all of us having these needs. And really, all of us want to be loved and cared for. We want to have someone interacting with us who's sincere, with empathy. So as you develop this relationship with your prospect, and I think you'll find it's not always that almighty dollar sign that'll be hanging over their head. You will actually truly build a relationship with this person. It actually allows them to see you in a very credible light. And that credible light, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, builds trust. And remember, without trust and credibility, that would be the number one reason why someone would not make a purchase from you. So build that relationship in all honesty and sincerity, and of course allowing yourself to still continue to move forward and give a solution to your prospect and providing that solution in the form of your product. You're going to learn the skill of asking open-ended questions and questions that promote conversation. And it might be difficult for you who are on this call today to understand that you're going to be starting a conversation and continuing this conversation until a closing. And it doesn't matter if you're shy or not. You'll actually be able to do this. And I'm going to share a little secret with all of you. Lisa and I have, for whatever reason, admitted to each other that we really are basically shy people in a group setting, that we'd prefer to actually sit back and just let everything take place and watch people and really enjoy the people watching aspect of a social gathering. But when you are positioning yourself as a business entrepreneur, you need to let down that shield of shyness, so to speak, and you need to position yourself more in this leadership role of encouraging and inviting people into these open-ended questions that stimulate conversation so that you can find out specifically what they need. We're going to ask you to really listen. And, you know, listening, I remember reading something about a year ago because, interestingly enough, we had this pastor at our church, and for whatever reason, when he did the sermon each particular week, I would find myself getting distracted and not paying attention, and he wasn't articulating well, he wasn't speaking loudly, and he kind of just went on and on and on. And then I remember, well, first off, let me step back a step. I would leave my church and think, boy, I just missed that whole sermon of what he said, everything that I came here for, I didn't hear it. Well, it wasn't really his fault. It was my fault because I was not actively listening. And I remember reading something, and as I mentioned, about a year ago, saying it doesn't matter how well that person speaks. Listen. Try to find that message that they're sharing with you. And that's the skill that we're going to teach you. Listen closely. You are going to be working with so many different types of personalities and characters out there. So put on your listening skills and do everything you can to hear the message that they're trying to relay to you based on the questions that you start asking. You will be problem solving and presenting your product as the solution. And this is really the joy of consultative selling. It's not like traditional selling where you come in and you say, look, at this is everything I have, Joe, and how much do you want to buy today? It's not like that at all. And you won't even feel uncomfortable when you learn how to ask for the sale using this approach. You'll actually be doing your prospect a favor by saying, here's the solution to your problem. You're going to be positioning your unique selling proposition. And though some people don't call this a skill, I really think it is a skill. It deserves to be within these seven skills. A unique selling proposition, it's also referred to as its acronym, USP, is really how you and your product stand out above and beyond from someone else's similar product line. What do you do? How are you positioning yourself and your product from your competition down the street? So if you are a, let's say, a fence builder and you sell wood, vinyl, and metal fences, and Jim down the street sells the same thing, how can you position yourself when you present to your prospect that you stand above and beyond what Jim is selling down the street who has the same product lines that you're carrying? Can you position yourself because you have an outstanding customer service that maybe is on call 12 hours a day? Can you position yourself because your warranty is double what the average warranty is? So think of what you can do to learn the skill of positioning yourself based on your product or products that you're doing that stand above and beyond the rest of the competition. And then the next and last skill is objection resolution. And what that means, if you've been doing sales for a very long time, that you totally understand what an objection is. That means that you've presented your product and someone's really said, I'm not interested. I don't think that's for me because that's not the color I like or that's not the price range that I'm looking for. Well, an objection is actually a wonderful thing. And I know you think I'm absolutely crazy. But each time I'm presented with an objection on a sales call, it's telling me that I'm able to advance this sales process further ahead because as I overcome that rejection, they're actually giving me the thumbs up to proceed with the selling process. So it's telling me, in a very subconscious way, so to speak, I get to move forward. Now, I'd like to address or announce, I should say, consultative selling. And just as these people here are applauding, announcing consultative selling, I'd like you to feel that same sense of applause or even relief because it is so different from traditional sales. It will put yourself in such a wonderful position and actually gives you just a great feeling, not only when you close the sale, but you really help somebody make a decision. In consultative selling, you're going to learn to build rapport. You're going to have this human interaction either one-on-one or through a telephone, okay? I'm thinking, boy, what other ways could you have this human interaction where you actually speak or talk? About the only thing I can think of other than maybe some video format, but in actual live consultative selling, one-on-one or through the phone, where you communicate with another human being, you're going to establish the purpose of your call. If you don't know why you're calling your prospect, how are they going to know why you're calling them? So each time you pick up the phone in this process, you're going to know precisely why you're calling your prospect. You're going to learn the prospect's viewpoint, not yours, but theirs. You're going to understand where they're coming from, what they're thinking, and you're going to do it because we're going to teach and train you how to retrieve that information from them. You're going to consider their emotional wants, their needs, their desires, their challenges, their pain. We're going to show you how to identify those. We're going to show you how to ask the right questions so you understand what those are. You're going to actually be pre-qualifying them so you can determine if you really do want to continue this process and this really is going to be a win-win situation for you both. Now, if you're doing your marketing properly, you probably already have some type of a screening process set up where you're already pre-qualifying them to take the next step. Consultative selling complements those marketing efforts and allows you to further screen and further pre-qualify them. Within, as I mentioned before, consultative selling, you're going to employ these open-ended questions that's going to stimulate this conversation, that's going to help you find their viewpoint, help you determine these needs, wants, and desires, and even help you to further pre-qualify, determine if this is a win-win. You'll be able to actually determine if you can help that prospect. And in all actuality, on some days you won't, and you're going to be able to tell them, you know what, I can't help you. I don't have an answer. I don't have a solution for you. But I do know someone who can, and I'd like to refer you to them. You're even going to determine as you're working through this process and you think you're going to get a sale that may be a very high-end sale, and realize ethically, morally, it's not a good decision for that prospect. It's beyond their financial means, and you'll most likely want to advise them against making a purchase and giving them a different solution that may be more cost-effective, maybe not have as many benefits, but give them opportunity to sample maybe that lower-level or lower-cost product until they can't afford to move to the next level. Again, you're going to be providing solutions or solutions. And being savvy business entrepreneurs, no matter what your business is, you probably already know that it makes much sense to have more than just one solution to your prospect or customer base. Again, you're going to be presenting a unique selling proposition so that you and your product stand above and beyond the rest of the competition. You're going to address objections. You're going to welcome objections. You're going to take those objections. You're going to eat them up and spit them out, because I tell you, once you've done this for a few weeks, the objections are very similar. Although I have to say, there is always a new objection that comes up, but you'll get so comfortable with them, it's going to be a piece of cake to address them, because you're going to know your product, you're going to know your prospect. You're going to learn to have action steps with a timeline. And if you don't know what a call to action is, we're going to go in much, much detail on the importance of a call to action. That means not only through marketing, but all of your sales efforts, but you're going to learn how to even give action steps to your prospect, giving them some timelines to commit for the purposes of keeping this win-win situation and to ultimately get the sale. You're even going to, and here's the big scary thing here, ask for the sale. And it really is much, much simpler than you may feel right now, because asking for the sale can become very, very comfortable. It does not have to be obnoxious. And you know when you are actually asking them to get ready to buy that you've actually solved their problem and offered it to them on this beautiful platter to make their decision. You're going to learn how to set the next appointment or the next action. Although my closing conversions are extremely high by the second call, I have discovered that it is a series of steps ultimately to get the maximum lead conversion. And those series of steps could be 3 times, 7 times, or more, setting up appointments to move this process forward. Now, I'd like you to keep in mind, if you do set up 3 or 4 consultations with someone, that you want to remember that your product is obviously worth the steps to take you to the next level. But I also want you to keep in mind that once you have a customer base, it's really easy to move them forward into the next higher profit item. You are going to learn follow-up so well that you're going to be able to spell follow-up backwards, know it inside out, right side up, and have everything in place that you need to do what you need to do to close on a sale using consultative selling. Now, I'd like to address what the anatomy of a sale is. And you listen to me talking a about marketing and sales. And the two really work, and many of you have heard me say this before, harmoniously together. Because as you create, if you think of marketing, that means that you are looking to attract people to you so that you can convert them into a customer base. And all of the things that you learn in marketing can actually transfer over into your selling process. And that makes it very attractive and very easy for us to create templates that show you the selling process to make this even simpler. If you're ever to look at a sales letter that's on the internet today, a very well sales letter is going to have an opening statement. But if you now conversely look at yourself in the selling position, being on the telephone with your prospect, you're going to think about your opening statement or your introduction of who you are. You have just about 10 seconds to introduce yourself and to move on so that you can make that initial call and get done what you need to get done in that first 5 or 10 minute call. In a very well-written sales letter, you'll notice that they spell out what they have and what the benefits are. And as you progress through the selling process, you're actually being on the call where you present a solution, you're actually going to provide and introduce what you have and the benefits, constantly reminding them how this all goes back to whatever their challenge, problem, need, or desire is. You're going to prove it to them. And you have a number of ways to prove it. You could prove it with statistics and hard, cold facts. But one thing that people love to see and shows proof to them are, you guessed it, good old-fashioned testimonials. Testimonials of other people. People want to see what other people are doing. You can even use your own testimonial on how the product works for you. You can use the testimonial of your neighbor. You can use the testimonial of other customers that have used it. But you can do this in a conversation mode, saying, you know, I just introduced this product line to Jane Doe a couple of weeks ago, and it's so interesting because she had very similar challenges that you were facing. And when she started using the product, these were some of the things that the product made a difference for her and allowed her to overcome her challenge or her problem. You're going to learn that a very good sales letter always offers bonuses and guarantees. And in this sales selling process, you'll even be able to introduce your own bonuses or how you guarantee your product line, or if you're representing a product line, what the guarantees or money back refund if they're not fully satisfied. I can tell you, when I'm being presented with a higher ticket item, it gives me a sense of peace knowing I'm making a decision. If I'm not happy, I get a full refund. So it's really not so difficult to make the decision. You'll then talk about the price. You notice the price isn't at the top here, the first opening statement. It's after you show the benefits and the testimonials and the bonuses and the guarantees. Now, I'd like you to keep in mind that the opening statement's always going to be in the number one position and the closing statement's always going to be in the last position. But each of these other aspects of a sale could be mixed around a bit, depending on how the conversation goes. It doesn't make it right or doesn't make it wrong. But I do introduce the price typically after I've shown them the benefits. In fact, I typically save the price for the very last thing in my presentation. You're going to incorporate your call to action, such as a sales letter does. It asks for the sale. You'll notice, go take a look at some of those sales letters on the internet. Buy now. Here's what you need to do next. Just click on this link. You're going to learn how to do that. You're going to learn how to ask them or prompt them to make a buying decision. You're going to have questions from them. You're going to have objections, and you're going to provide resolutions. You'll see that in a sales letter, they may even spell out what some of your concerns may be, your challenges that you've had, or why you've objected in the past, and how this particular resolution is that they're going to give you is going to work for you. You're going to look at another call to action. You'll have many calls to action in the sales process, but this one in particular is to close the sale. You're going to ask them not only for the sale, but you're going to say, take out your credit card and let's get you signed up. And then you're going to have a follow-up. And this follow-up is going to take place whether you close the sale or not. Because if you don't close the sale, you certainly don't want all that time and effort of building this relationship to go away and think, oh boy, that's it. Because in reality, most sales don't take place after the first or second time. It's going to take a series of calls. But even if you've closed on the sale, you need to understand the importance of excellent follow-up, because you're going to want to take that customer, provide them all the value, customer service, and attention they so rightfully deserve, and through that new customer base, you'll actually be retrieving an even more elite group of customers that will buy anything you place in front of them. Now, live interaction with a prospect might sound a bit daunting to you, but I assure you, as you work through this course and you listen to these sessions and you actively participate in taking notes and the workbook and even re-listening to these calls, that you're going to get extremely comfortable with live interaction with a prospect. There are no technological skills needed. That's really good for myself because I'm not technologically savvy. So all I need to do is work on my communication skills, those seven consultative skills where I use my brain to communicate and determine what it is I need to say, how I need to close, how I need to ask for the sale. You're going to solidify your credibility, because remember, lack of credibility and trust is the key reason that your prospect will not buy from you. You're going to learn how to build that rapport, strengthen that relationship, and not just with your prospect, but with the client base that comes as a result of this live interaction. You are going to provide sound advice that's good for them, that provides them with this solution, this problem solving, positioning yourself as a consultant, allowing them to look to you as a leader and do so in a very compassionate way based on what their needs are financially, emotionally, mentally. You're going to offer clear-cut solutions to those problems with your sound advice and after you've listened closely to what they need. Now, as we talk about this live interaction with a prospect, you may be thinking, what's the difference between me being a telemarketer and Alicia and Lisa teaching this consultative selling process? I don't want to be a telemarketer. Well, we don't want you to be a telemarketer either, because there is clearly a difference between the two. In telemarketing, you solicit them first. Out of the blue, you may get a phone call, and it's interestingly, it always seems to be right at that time you're just sitting down, putting a fork full of food into your mouth. You get a phone call where they are soliciting you. Nothing that you've done, may that you can think of, had you reaching out to them to have them pick up the phone and call you. It's very uncomfortable because you really do want to be compassionate. As my grandpa says, you know, they've got to make a living too. And so it's uncomfortable when you have to tell them no. Why do you have to tell them no? Because they don't even know what your needs are. They're approaching you in this traditional sales method of just wanting to get a sale. They don't care about you. They don't care about your needs. So it becomes uncomfortable because sometimes you have to be firm, even when you present objections in a nice way, they have become skilled at trying to even overcome those objections as a telemarketer, not thinking that they really don't know what your needs are. There's no interaction, because you'll notice a telemarketer a lot of times is actually reading a script. Is there anything more annoying than having a telemarketer calling and you know they're reading to you, and it's going to take about 90 seconds before he's done with that page where you get to say, you know what, this isn't for me. I'm in the middle of having dinner with my family. They don't allow interaction. They want to get everything out, present you with the product, and ask, are you ready to make a purchase? They present and persuade. And I use the word persuade cautiously, because a lot of people consider sales persuasion methods. Particularly, the term persuade isn't really what I would use in consultative selling. I would even suggest it's more like prompting. Persuade almost sounds to me like, ooh, you're just doing whatever you can to turn them over to sign on that dotted line. Consultative selling, quite honestly, I don't feel is actually persuasion. Telemarketing is a numbers game. I don't know what's more annoying than them reading that script, or to hear about 20 other voices in the background of operators trying to sell 20 other unsuspecting prospects like us. So it's a numbers game for them. They're probably giving a computer printout sheet at the beginning of their 8-hour shift and saying, you have 150 calls today. Let's see what your bottom line number is, and of those 150, how many you can convert. Now, the difference in consultative selling is, I have one more point. There is no follow-up. There's no follow-up, and that's critical, because what have we just addressed in the previous slides? How important follow-up is, whether you get the sale or you don't. There will always be follow-up. Now, in consultative selling, we are very hopeful you have used marketing that attracts people to you. And although the focus of everything we do is online marketing through the internet, because it's an extremely affordable medium, you can still be attracting people in many, many other ways, such as billboards, local radio, business journals, even some local TV ads that are reasonable, or for those of you that have some really big budgets, even bigger TV buys. But you actually attract people to you, and your marketing will prompt them to take some specific actions. Consultative selling is very comfortable as opposed to uncomfortable with a telemarketer. And it's comfortable because they're already building a relationship, or you're building a relationship with them, and they're already being responsive to you because you've attracted them to you. You respond to their request or their purchase, and, again, you work towards this relationship building. You truly are interested in what their needs are, their desires. They're not a numbers game to us. They're real human beings. It creates a win-win for both parties, the prospect and the person selling, so that it becomes very comfortable that you know you're a solution provider, and that it's a win-win. Both of you win. Your prospect wins, and so do you, meaning wins that it really is a solution for whatever their need is. It's based on addressing the prospect's need, and this point right here, I cannot emphasize it enough in what consultative selling is. Based on what they need. You provide a solution based on their needs, and if you don't have a solution, you have to walk away from that sale. And it always has follow-up. Whether they bought from you or they did not buy from you, it's always incorporated into the process. Now, starting the selling process. This is session one of Secrets to Selling. What do you need to do to start getting comfortable to start the selling process? Well, first off, you have to commit to this training program. You have to listen actively. You have to present yourself at each of these sessions. You have to turn out the outside distractions and noise and set yourself on your calendar where you listen to these training tutorials and you set up a calendar of start to finish when you want to work through this training program. You want to open your mind to the learning process. If you feel that you're on information overload, that's okay, because our mind works like that. It tries to take everything and understand it, and it's working feverishly to create this visual image of whatever it is we're trying to understand. But just open your mind to the learning process and remember that repeat means that it helps ingrain what you're learning into your brain. As we showed the screen earlier on the model of a brain, your subconscious is so amazingly powerful. Whatever you tell your mind in a repetitive manner, even these affirmations that I sometimes make, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a heart attack. And it's funny because Lisa tells me, gosh, don't say that, that you're affirming you're going to have a heart attack. And now you're thinking about it. It's like, boy, that's something I don't want to be doing. I want to be speaking even out loud in a very positive mode of things that's going to happen. Why? Because even if you don't think it's going to happen, but you say it and you're open to it and you speak it, your subconscious actually believes it and it starts taking place. That's how powerful your mind is. We want you to expect and employ change. Change is ever present. It is always happening. And what is working today may not be working tomorrow. So expect it and get ready to make some changes. Implement what we are teaching you, what you are learning, into your daily sales activities. I took a course not too long ago, still in the process of it, for copywriting, and I believe it was the second session, and the very next day I thought, I need to implement, while this is fresh in my mind, the skills I just learned. So I took those copywriting skills and instantly implemented it into my marketing and sales activities the next day. The results were outstanding of what was taking place in regards to how people were responding to me. So as I learned in that lesson, Lisa and I urge you to take what you're learning and start implementing them. It's okay to make mistakes. Make the telephone a major sales tool. Know that it's not going to be behind a laptop where you're doing your marketing or behind a closed door, but that you're going to start having this human interaction where you pick up the telephone and it becomes a very, very important tool in your tool bag. You're going to absolve your telephone fears, and when you're done with the sessions that we're presenting to you, you might have a little bit of a butterfly or two in your stomach before you pick up that first phone call, but we're going to spell out every single thing that you need to do. What's the worst that could happen when you pick up that telephone? That maybe you stumble over your words, or you're uncomfortable, or the person didn't give you that 10 seconds to prove yourself to keep them on the call. But if you are listening, committing to this training program, and opening your mind to the learning process, I think you are going to be very pleasantly surprised what takes place in that first telephone call. Lean on credibility while you build your own. So if you are representing a company, don't be afraid to lean on the credibility of that company or their products or even a particular person while you build your own. Now remember, though, that credibility truly ultimately has to be earned. So leaning on someone's credibility for just a short period of time works while you get in the door and introduce yourself and start creating this relationship, but you then must be creating your own. And credibility doesn't just happen once and it's done. it's a continual process. It's building this relationship and strengthening, just as is being married to your spouse, that you don't just work once to build your relationship and go, okay, that was done. How are we set now for the next 50 years? It's constantly a process and things that you're doing to improve it and make it better. So you want to build your own credibility, remembering that lack of credibility and trust is the main number one reason people won't purchase from you. You're going to be in this constant state of relationship building, as I just described. It's as if you're working with a relationship with your spouse. It's always constant. You're always striving to make it better and build upon it. Put your listeners on, and I mean that seriously. Stop presenting and start listening. Listen to what your prospect or your customer has to say. Think of all the types of open-ended questions that you might be able to ask to really know that you've listened. When you make that very first call to your prospect, you'll actually be talking only about 20% of that phone call. The other 80% of the time is them talking, and they won't even realize that you've instructed them and invited them to do so, and they do so willingly. Always, always implement a call to action. And a call to action doesn't necessarily mean asking for the sale. A call to action that you're going to learn could be even being, can you put this appointment on your calendar? We're going to meet up the next time, and I'm going to provide a solution for you for the problem that you're having right now. But I'd like you to do something for me. I'm going to send you a one-page introductory sheet that's going to provide you some more things to consider before we go on that next call. That's a call to action. You're just going to have them maybe read something or open something or invite someone else to the call. They could be little tiny call to actions, but as the selling process continues, those call to actions get more important and they entail a little more effort from your prospect. Oh, boy, here's that word that I keep using, follow-up. Follow-up, whether they buy or they don't buy. This follow-up is the reason that I have really high lead conversions. Even though I sell in this consultative manner and close on a number of calls on the second call, the reason my conversions are much higher is because of employing this follow-up action. Now, homework assignment. I don't want you to feel like you're back in high school or back in your college days, but the fact of the matter is homework works, and this isn't busy work. This is because I know that this will help to embed this information that I've talked about today in your brain to help you move to the next session, so that as you move to the next session, it won't feel like you're left behind. So what I'm going to ask you to do right after this call is just double check, review your notes from today's session. Hopefully you've been scribbling frantically alongside the PowerPoint slides in our handout that Lisa and I have created for you. And then what I'd like you to do is within the next day or so is pick up your workbook. Most appropriately would be right after this call because everything will be really fresh in your mind. But within a day of taking this class, pick up that workbook and address the questions that apply to this specific session. Now, why do we want you to do homework? We want you to be very comfortable to take the next step into the next session. Lisa and I really want you to be profitable, to be successful in your business. We do not want you to feel information overload as we begin to advance in the levels of our teaching and what we're going to be teaching you. And we know that statistics show that repeat, 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 meaning you listen to it, you write it down, you look at it, you read it, you rewrite it down, explain something, how you understood it, all starts to make sense for you. and it gets embedded into your brain, allows you to move forward so that your brain can start processing the new information that's presented to you in the next session. So that was our session one of Secrets to Selling, an introduction of this consultative selling process that we are very confident will bring very high lead conversions, increased productivity, and really a sense of satisfaction as you become a solutions provider to your prospects and your customer base. With that, I would like to say have a great day. I look forward to seeing you in session two. Thank you so much.